There you are. Hi. Yeah, that's better. So I've never recorded in my car before. And I thought I would give it a try. I am pulled over in an undisclosed location. You can probably hear some highway traffic. That's with my windows rolled up. Looking out at the water. Some nice, pleasant foresty shit around me, and just slowly starting to touch myself. I had this idea while on the highway where there were lots of people, well, lots, like a couple people pulled over for no discernible reason, didn't seem to be in distress. Weather's nice. Oh, good. There's a nice old couple hiking along here. And I'll just be, oh, sitting here looking respectable if I can. I have put a book over my lap because I'm a shy girl. Oh. Really, really someday want, oh, to have sex in the car. I never have, believe it or not. I've made out in a car, done some kissing. Hardly anything that I would count as sex or even close to sex in the car. Aw, the nice old couple has walked away. That's best. Oh, I just wish that you were here with me. I don't even know what the best position in this car would be. Front seats go pretty far back. Passenger seat, of course, doesn't have the wheel in the way. It lies pretty far back and it goes pretty far back, so there's probably something there. I bet if you sat in the passenger seat and pushed it all the way back, I could kneel in front of you and pull down your jeans. You'd have to lift your hips. And I would probably take advantage of that, get a little early access going before we really got started. I could probably squeeze myself in down there, kneel in front of you, and see how much I could do for you with just my lips and my tongue. For a while, I would like to switch it up at some point when you are ready. Or see if I could straddle you. I don't know if I could do it in the front seat. We might have to move to the back. See, that's where it all gets awkward, because then it's like, I guess we have to move that passenger seat and driver's seat back forward, having just moved them back to get started. Oh, then we're shoving them forward in order to get in the back. It's like a whole thing. It would be worth it, though, probably, hey? If you sat in the middle of the back seat. Swung myself over your lap so we could grind together. It'd be really easy for you to put your fingers inside me. Touch my clit. And I could reach down and touch you. Pull on you. I don't necessarily need this book in front of me anymore, do I? There's nobody here. About to say again, as I think I have in another audio, that I haven't done anything sexual in a remotely public place before. It's like it's full daylight, it's about noon, this is a public place. And I keep forgetting that that's not true. And so someday I'm gonna have to tell the stories of the two times I have definitely actually engaged in sexual activity in public. Because it's funny to me that I keep forgetting. They weren't as fun as one might think. Or maybe that's just in retrospective. In retrospect. What are words? Because I kind of regret doing anything of any kind with the specific people who were involved. Who both had fairly common first names that are the same first names as a couple of people I currently find attractive for various reasons. So they're just out there trying to ruin names for me, and it's like, hey, back off of these perfectly good names that never did anything to you. You can't have them. There's a drive-in movie theater, not near me, but also not inaccessibly far. And I always think about what it would be like to go there and get down in the car. I mean, I'm sure lots of people have tried it. I don't think it's a large space. I'm sure they crack down on that shit. It would be embarrassing as a grown-up to get banned from the drive-in for fucking during the movie. Especially since they always seem to be playing children's movies. I feel like that's probably to discourage people. But, I guess it's fun to think about anyway. Oh, God, I wish you were here. This would be a lot more exciting with another person. I also feel like in my car, it would be pretty easy to get just like a basic, nice missionary going. Because the back seat is pretty big. I feel like I could lie down and hook one leg up over the headrest of one of the back seats and spread another one out onto the floor, and I think you could have me that way if you wanted. I think you could also, if you didn't mind having the door open, I think you could probably kneel down if I was lying on the seat. I think that would be pretty easy. Or lean over me. Put some of your weight on me. Get a couple fingers inside or something else. Use the ground for leverage. Oh. But I also think with the door shut, I think doggy would be really easy in here. And that would probably be the most practical. I could probably put one leg down on the floor if you wanted them apart, or keep them together, kneel with my head down, maybe against the door. Oh, you could have me that way, kneeling up behind me. Drive your fingers or your cock or whatever in and out of me back there. Oh, that would be great. I have leather seats, so they're wiped clean, which is convenient. I almost can't believe I haven't done anything in here before. It's a pretty good setup. I don't know if you can hear me. Oh. 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 Oh, God. Oh, fuck. See, if you were with me, there would be a lot more excitement and urgency to this, I think, because it's a lot harder, I think, for two people to get down to business without being really obvious than, like, visible through the windows, which are not particularly tinted. And of course, the car is gonna move, probably, which I don't think it's currently particularly doing. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, God. I didn't think I was gonna get to come today. Oh. I still might not, but I'm pretty close. Oh. I hope you've been picturing what you would be doing if you were here. What position you would move me around into. And move yourself around into. Oh. How you'd be making sure that I was wet enough for you. I'm pretty fucking wet. Oh, God. I like to think that if you were nearby and I texted you right now, that you would come pretty quickly to where I am. Come pretty quickly where I am. Oh, fuck. I think I'm clever and I'm not. Down as you crawled in with me and onto me. I could help you catch up to where I am. Oh, fuck. And you could join me. If you would be done quite that fast, if I put off getting you to join me that long, but oh, I'm so wet. You could keep going for a little while if you needed to. Oh, I can help you finish. I can help you with my tongue and with my hands. I could use my own wetness on you. Make sure you had a good time. Make sure you thought it was worth it to rush over here. Oh. Oh. I would definitely have to roll down the window or open the door once we were done, because it's not a hot day, but it's warm enough that it's getting a little overheated in here. We would want some air. Oh, fuck. So, thank you for joining me for this first. Oh, I don't know if it was your first, but if it was, you should tell me, I think, in a comment Or tell me in a message. If we shared this first time together. Also, I kind of hope you're in your car. I kind of hope as soon as you heard I was in my car that you got in your car and maybe went somewhere where you could be alone or maybe just didn't bother. I want to know if you like having sex in your car. I want to know what positions and what things work best for you. Because I feel like sometimes I think about it and I'm like, I don't know how this is going to work. But I really want it to. So if you have pro tips, be generous and share them in the comments. You don't know how many people listening and scrolling through those comments are going to benefit. I have a feeling the people who actually click upvote or who comment on things are this tiny fraction of the people who listen or who look through threads for info. Share your knowledge with us. Please, we are absolutely aching for it. Okay, I'm gonna get on with my day because I've got company now. Flipping through this little book very innocently, as one does.